Well, all right. Good day for the Minnesota Vikings. You know what? We had a lot of guys step up today that were called into action, and I think that every one of us took it as a great challenge today to step up, and I think that everybody rose to the occasion against a good football team, 1-5 out of the last six games coming into here, and we knew we had our work cut out for us, but I thought that the way these guys played today, the effort that they gave, it was outstanding. It was fun also to get a great win against a good football team in front of our home fans.
Yeah, what's your connection with Jennings? Just seems to be kind of a natural connection.
Well, you know, that's why we brought Greg in here, was to have days like this. You know what? He's a special player, and he does a tremendous job of getting open, and we continue to work hard each and every week, and it showed today. It makes my job easy when he gets open. I put the ball in his hands, and he makes plays.
Can you talk about, you're down to your third-string running back. I mean, were you a little bit worried that the offense would have some trouble today?
You know what? We went through the entire week practicing without those guys at the running back position. Matt Asiata did a tremendous job today. You know, he had three touchdowns, and he's a guy that works tremendously hard each and every day when he gets out there. And so I wasn't worried about it one bit. And I think also the other thing is the guys like Joe Berger who stepped up today. The offensive line did a tremendous job. The receivers all did a great job today, catching the ball, getting run yards after catch. So, I mean, it just really came together for us today, and it was exciting to see.
As the week goes on, you kind of feel like more is going to be on your plate.
You know what? There's a lot on my plate each and every week. You know what? I've got three kids at home, too, with a five-month-old. So, but in terms of football, you know what? It's fun for me. I love playing football. You know what? And this is what it's all about, is to come into the locker room with these guys, celebrate the hooting, the hollering, all that stuff, and celebrate. So, you know what? Whatever the challenge is next week, it is what it is, and that's what I love to do, and I'm happy that I get a chance to do that.
Was it to put up 48 points, come away with a win for this team that knows they're not going to the postseason but has never given up? What does this mean, especially to the offense?
Well, I've said all along, you know what? I've been on a lot of teams, and some of those teams have struggled. And I think that this locker room, more so than any other team that I've been on that has been struggling, they've stuck together. The attitude's been great. They've got great camaraderie. We've got good leadership. And so as you can tell, nobody's laying down for anything. We're still playing for something, and we're going to go and try to end the season on a high note with three wins.
Yeah, Greg said it's hard not to think what might have been. As you said, you stayed a starter after all through the season yourself. I mean, how hard is it to think what could have been had you stayed in the starting line?
Right. You know what? I don't look in the past, to be completely honest with you. You know what? There's decisions that are made, and you never know how they're going to work out. At the same time, I'm just excited that I was able to go out there, perform today, and then I continue to look ahead. You know what? Yeah, I never look behind myself, and you just continue to move forward.
Do you feel different about your future here, longer term? After the game, is it change after this game as opposed to what it was before the game?
You know what? I don't know what the future holds. That's the one thing about this league and the NFL is you never know what's going to happen. And I really don't concentrate on that too much because I think as long as you go out there, you perform, you play well, then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Matt, you've gone to 2 on the depth chart to 3 at times this year. But Leslie talked about how positive you stayed. How do you stay so focused so that you come out in a game like today and take care of business like you have to?
I think I keep things in perspective, to be completely honest with you. You know what? This is a game that I love to do, and we all get paid to do a job just like you guys. And our job is to go out there and work hard and perform. And whatever duty you're asked to do, you know, my attitude's like, hey, I'm going to do it, you know, and I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm not going to be a distraction. And I think that goes a long way when you are put in those type of situations and adversity, you face adversity. You know, it's the only way that I think I'm able to continue to push forward and put my right foot in front of the left. I don't know if that even makes sense.
The fact you're able to throw for 382 yards, as someone would assume that Adrian Peterson helped you set up the passing game with his running, yet obviously he wasn't playing. Does that strike you as that you were going to have to throw for that much, or that actually was a pretty balanced attack?
It was a balanced attack. I think we ran the ball 30 times or something like that, and I don't know how many plays that we had, but 60-something plays. So we were a pretty balanced attack, and Matt, like I said, Matt Asiata stepped up throughout the day in the offensive line, and we had a balanced attack. Because I think if you get one-dimensional one way or the other, then it's tough sledding sometimes. But if you can keep them off balance and show them that you're going to continue to run the ball, set up play action, that's why it worked out for us today.
Are you surprised sometimes with what Cordarrelle Patterson does once he gets his hands on the football?
Yes, I am. I'm always surprised with what he does when he gets his hands on the ball. He's just a special athlete, and especially, like you said, when he gets the ball in space, there's not many people that I've been around that can do the things that he does.
What do you say about Jennings, who has done so much in his career, and you were a part of it today, but to have another career high, especially in receptions, that he just never kind of loses that kid-like love for the game and keeps getting accolades like that.
Well, he's a special player, and I said this earlier today, but that's why we brought him here, because he's a great player. He works hard. He's a great leader, and he makes our job easy at the quarterback position because he runs great routes. He's where he's supposed to be, and that's all you can ever ask for.
Chase on that 3rd and 14. It's a big play.
3rd and 14 on the Well, it just was dictated by coverage. You know what? They were split safety coverage. He's one-on-one with the linebacker and Chase. You know, he's another guy that did a tremendous job today, made a huge catch, breaking a tackle, and putting us in position to score again.
Matt, when the team's not winning and you're not playing, where do you get the patience to just wait?
Well, I mean, you don't really have much of a choice, you know. And I think the main choice is whether you're going to let that get to you or whether you're going to continue to move forward in the right direction and have a positive attitude and help the guys around you. And I think that I chose to go that route rather than the other.
Has Leslie pushed any buttons to keep the team playing this hard, or is it more within the locker room that's been generated?
Well, I think Leslie does a good job each and every week of trying to get us prepared to play. And, you know, like I said, we haven't – the season hasn't gone as planned, but at the same time, Leslie does a good job of – you know, making sure that we understand the game plan, what the strengths and weaknesses are of a certain team, and also the key categories to victory each and every week.
On the quarterback draw on your touchdown, was that a design play? Were you ready for that, or was it just something that you saw open up?
It was a design play, and actually we had it in practice, and it opened up like that in practice, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get smashed in the game for sure. And then sure as day, I took the drop, and it just parted like the Red Sea, and I was like, oh, my goodness, this is great. So it was a great play, great design by the coaching staff.
Time for a couple more.
How much you guys benefit from, like, one of the key touchdown drives was a 54-yard drive because they were so afraid to kick to Cordero.
Right.
I mean, that has to be good as a quarterback, knowing whether he touches the ball or not, you seem to be in a good field position.
Right. I mean, and that's a great point that you bring up. You know, a lot of people don't take that into account, but our starting field position today was phenomenal because, you know, they were doing the pooch kick and we were getting field position at the 35, 45, and that's, you know, that's great for a quarterback and any offense to go out in the field and cut down that field that you have to go in order to score.
Thanks
guys.